What's the most disappointing aspect of for you?
Oh, lots of areas. We felt like we regressed tonight, and the start was really disappointing for all concerned. Really, we spoke about. Look, we've been starting over the last few weeks a lot better, and our form's been really consistent for 4 weeks. We've been in tight, tough games. We've been giving ourselves plenty of opportunities and defending really well, and our clearance work has been strong. So we come here really optimistic, and but we're also aware it was a milestone game for their coach for Alistair's 300. And they've got a lot of three-times premiership players running around still, and they've been in good form. So we spoke about they're going to be very passionate, which you expect, but sometimes there's just that extra edge at the start, so be prepared. But unfortunately, they spread really hard. Every time we turned it over, they just first seven possession games they had six entries and scored 4-2. So our ability to run with them and hold them up and deny them and slow them down and stop them getting inside and scoring. And sometimes it was a broken tackle or just outmarked. So that was really disappointing because we hadn't seen that for a while. So, that's what we'll focus on in the review, because it's not like they did anything that we didn't think they would do, you know. So then we wrestled back. We had control. We had the next 11 entries and struggled to score. So after that period, their efficiency was about the average, and ours was really 1-2 score, and ours stayed at 1-3. So our inability to capitalise and some poor decisions. But, at the minute, we just feel like we're a bit reliant on our very senior core. You know, when they're just a little bit down, I think the others are struggling to pick up that slack and step up a little bit. So that's the way we see it. We've been defending possession game well and having shots. So, but tonight it was 8-20, so off possession. And in a difficult night, stoppages were basically almost a nil or draw, really. So they ran harder, they spread harder, and they're more skillful. So they pulled us apart, which is credit to them, but disappointing from us. It's a PCL, and they can have different degrees of severity, so we'll keep our fingers crossed, but we'll clearly is incredibly important to us, and we'll look after him, but we'll get scans done and all that next 48 hours, and then, as always, put it on the MBF injury page on the site.
Did you talk to
is that the right sponsor?
Did you talk to him after the game?
No, I haven't had an opportunity. The players come in collective. He'll be disappointed. I'll check in with him at the right time, but he's certainly not career-threatening, but he's had one before on the other side. And they're not ideal longer term as you get older, but he'll tend to bounce and get back, so we'll just see what severity.
It was quite unusual how he did it. It wasn't like a sharp turn or anything. He just pretty much a straight line and he pulled up.
No, he'd done it previously. And PCLs tend to get jammed in, pushed back. So that's how they happen.
Ross, did you come here thinking you're a bit closer to Hawthorn than you were tonight? I.e., you said you regressed, but did you think you'd made more gains?
Yeah, clearly. Our form line told us that. Geelong, really, we played pretty good footy. Saints, except we slaughtered the ball. I thought North, we were solid. And I just need to look around the competition. The ability to sustain it, particularly in a young group, let alone there's some experienced groups struggling to sustain it. So, and we didn't sustain that level of intensity improvement that we had. So, of course we did. Yeah, but, you're always on edge that, not that they're comfortable, but they understand that you've got to keep that up. So there's some great lessons for our younger group tonight, really, about how tough and ruthless this competition is. And every week, I mean, champion boxers come up once, 12 months, every 2 years. So if our footballers and great teams have got to come up for 22 weeks, if you're going to finish top four or win one, you've got to keep getting up and getting up and getting ready for it. That's the maturity and mentality you need.
Is your forward line still lacking a big marking target?
Well, I think that's abundantly clear. That's self-evident, isn't it?
Has been for the whole time here?
Look, Pavlich was handy. He was a handy key forward. But you know, I think you coach with what you got. I thought Shane Kirsten, everyone's baying for his blood, but I thought he kicked 2-2 tonight and had 16 possessions. So, you know, the reality is with those two young boys who made an error of judgment, they would have been playing tonight, so that would have changed the balance of our team a little bit. But in saying that, we wanted to play better than we did tonight. As I heard one of the supporters say, or members, there's, don't sugarcoat this, there's not too many positives out of tonight. No, I think that's a fair take.
Would McCarthy and Kirsten be better players if you get your second and third forwards rather than your first and second?
Probably. Yeah, probably. But until we get that other forward, you're never going to know, are you? You know. So, and Ryan Ailes is really a backman. So maybe with Cox and Kirsten and McCarthy in together, we can sort of get it done, maybe. But some a bit of delivery, I think. Efficiency can be drop marks, can't it? I think we had dropped two sitters, didn't we, coming out of the centre bounce. So sometimes it's as simple as that.
With Cox and Ryan just coming a couple of weeks after what happened to Blake, were you surprised
No, look, they're slightly different issues, and it's really simple. It's a player's policy and requirements, not mine, and my job's to support the player group. So there's no draconian measures here. It's on 6-day breaks, just get ready, and 7-day breaks, you can basically go and do what you want, but look after yourself and carry yourself well. If your short-term rehab, stay off it, and or refrain. And long-term rehab, pick the right time. So we have 5-6-day breaks for the year. So, look, they're young men. They're a young cohort. Luke Ryan was playing at Marby Park, Maribyrnong Park, a few years ago. So both their parents were supportive. The boys understand. There's a lot of distractions out there, aren't there, and lures for young men, and it's easy to make a wrong choice. So they weren't out to all hours of the morning or anything like that, but there was enough that they were aware, they get onboarded or inducted in by the players, the whole player group was supportive, and they'll be better for it. So we don't want to be the standard you walk past in the hallways are the standard you accept. There's no such thing as a snitch culture. That's all garbage. Their parents were supportive, they'll be better for it, they'll support even. You know, support the person challenged to behaviour. We all make slight mistakes, but we'd like to think we're trying to build something strong.
We saw Connor copy his whack and come back into the side after that. Is it the same for these two guys?
Well, we'll have a look at it. Yeah, it wasn't as simple. Even with Connor, we had to look at things. It wasn't. It certainly was never an automatic.
Ross, what are you looking for from Matt Tappanen to give him another chance?
Yeah, look, that's between Matt and I. He's got things to work on. I think the simple measure, Nick Sorten, who played at Sandringham and kicked 100 goals every year and never played any AFL footy. If you think it's about just getting goals at secondary waffle competitions and VFL, and that's how you play AFL footy, you're a long way off the mark. And Matthew understands that. I certainly had focuses for him, but that's between I and Matthew. I'm not going to hang him out here. But he's got things to work on. But you ought to have seen Matthew play previously. I mean, there's no saviour here. Matthew's got plenty of things to work on in his game. And gee whiz, a young rookie is tall. He's worked incredibly hard and carving out a career. So he's no silver bullet for us. He's got plenty of things to work on. But the simple measure of kicking a few goals in the waffle, that's not the measure, boys. Thank you.